as we breathlessly await the Oscar nominations next Tuesday, is there anything of Oscar caliber opening at the multiplex this weekend? Here's our weekly digest of what the critics think, as compiled by the online magazine Slate. Mark Jordan Ligon has this summary judgment.
We have The Italian, The Hitcher, and The Dead Girl. No, that's not the title of the new Peter Greenaway film. It's actually three different new releases. The family drama The Italian is actually from Russia and based on the true account of an adopted little boy who will stop at nothing to find his real birth mother. It's in Russian with English subtitles. Overall, the critics were charmed by The Italian. The Toronto Globe and Mail calls it full of cold truths and warm sentiment. Entertainment Weekly exclaims, the result is a picture half sweet, half bitter. Charles Dickens would approve. And Newsday cheers, holds us with a timeless simplicity and narrative purity. An all-star indie world cast is one of the main attractions to the grim mystery, The Dead Girl, a quintet of stories about seemingly unrelated people whose lives converge around the murder of a young woman. Toni Collette, Brittany Murphy, and Marcia Gay Harden are just a few of the stars.
You're the reason those bloodsuckers are out there swarming all over my yard.
I just told them about the dead girl.
Founders, so what? You keep walking! Keep your mouth shut!
The critics generally admire this dark film, even though the LA Times finds it uneven. But The Hollywood Reporter says The Dead Girl delivers a considerable emotional impact. And the Newark Star-Ledger says the film is beautifully acted. It's messy and melodramatic, then quiet and contained. It's definitely unpredictable, but then so is life. And in wide release is the remake of the 1985 Rutger Hauer film, The Hitcher. This time, Sean Bean plays the mysterious man who is picked up by college students on their way to spring break and, well, he certainly doesn't chip in on the gas money. Sophia Bush also stars.
You don't want any trouble, all right? What do you want? We got money.
I don't want your money.
What do you want? You want the car?
I don't want your car.
Come on, man. What do you want, man?
Apparently, every one of the nation's film critics picked up a hitchhiker and, well, we'll never hear from them again. The studio did not make The Hitcher available for advanced screenings for fear of negative reviews, or maybe The Hitcher told them not to. That's the thing about hitchers. At first, they act all grateful that you picked them up in the pouring rain, but then you realize they just want to frame you for murder or tie you to two different trucks that threaten to tear you limb from limb. Believe it or not, every now and then a movie's tagline and wise parental advice coincide. Never pick up strangers.
Not even Mark Jordan Ligon. He's a writer living in Los Angeles.